everybody, and welcome to Season 1, Episode 24 of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm your host, and I'd like to welcome you to the program. We have a lot of interesting things to cover today, and we're going to close out our program today with an interesting interview with Tim Virgilio from Signatures for Soldiers, and we'll learn about what Tim's doing to help wounded soldiers and their families. So stay tuned for that. If you need to send any feedback to me, you can email me at ttmcast@yahoo.com. I am on Twitter at castttm. I'm also on Instagram. And you can find my podcast on Spotify, on Podbean, on Google Listen, on iTunes, and on Stitcher. So let's get right into the program. Our first segment, as always, is Baker's Dozen. Baker's Dozen is, of course, kind of a brand up of what's been going on in the hobby, and it's been a pretty quiet week this week, but a few things that I noticed. The new Topps Heritage High Number set is out, and I picked up a couple boxes and really happy with the amount of rookie cards that are in the set, and I really like the inserts, and I think it's a great card to send out for TTMing. So the Topps High Number Heritage set is gets two thumbs up. Also, the Topps Archive set is out. The 2019 Topps Archive set is out. I saw a couple box opens online on YouTube and looks like a cool set. Looking forward to picking up a couple boxes of the Topps Archive set. Stumbled across a cool site, Autographs for a Cure, www.autographsforacure.com. He's also on Instagram, and what he's doing is he's raising money for the Orlando Health Cancer Center in Orlando, Florida, and that money's going to fight cancer towards a cure for cancer. So great site, great cause. I recommend you checking it out. Our next program will be September 8th, and football season will have officially begun. So watch out for our next program, which will be on September 8th. On our Why Does Peyton Manning Hate Me? Still waiting for my Shane Bieber card. I sent that out a while ago. He's been signing for a bunch of people. I'm still waiting for a Shane Bieber return. Sent out a Brett Favre request maybe about a month ago and hadn't seen anything from Brett Favre and seen he's been signing. And also I saw Archie Manning, and not Peyton Manning, Archie Manning, I'm sorry, was Archie Manning, maybe. I saw that Archie is signing once again. So Peyton Manning does like me, but Archie Manning doesn't. So slip of the tongue on that one. Sorry about that, guys. In terms of returns, we've got a bunch of returns the last couple weeks, getting a lot of returns, not necessarily from my sets, but getting a lot of wild card stuff that I've been sending out. So I got two Phil Villapianos back, who was a linebacker for the Oakland Raiders back in the 70s. I got a 77 and 78 tops back from him. And in a couple weeks, I got a James Stewart from the Jaguars, or 2006 tops. And in about a month, I got a Mark Teixeira 2010 tops in probably about a year. It took about a year to get that one back, but I sent it to ESPN and got a Teixeira back on a nice 2010 tops card. I got a Billy Kilmer from the Washington Redskins on a 1976 card. Nice action shot. Love those action shots from the 70s, even though they had to airbrush the logos out. Billy sent that back in a couple weeks. I got two returns from Glenn Rice from the Miami Heat, and I got a 1991-92 tops and a 1991-92 hoops card. So nice to add to my basketball collection. I got Bill Campbell, the relief pitcher from the Twins and Red Sox. I got an 82 Flair and a 1978 saves leader card from Bill Campbell. The 78 card goes towards my set. Received a nice 1978 Rob Sperring card for my 1978 set that I've been collecting. Also got a Chris Ford from the Boston Celtics, former coach and player, on a 1990 hoops card. And Tom Owings card from sent one back from a 1974-75 basketball that got returned in more than 2 years it took on that one. So that was a surprise that I got the other day. In addition, I got three for my 1992 game day set. I got David Wyman, Alton Montgomery, and John Fina. So three of them, those all came back in about, I don't know, 2 to 3 weeks. So pretty good returns. The last couple days has been quieting down a little, but still pretty good returns for the week. And for our second to last segment, as always, is our Vern Rapp Minute. This is dedicated to Mr. Vern Rapp, who former St. Louis Cardinal and St. Louis Cardinal manager, who passed away a while ago. I didn't realize that and sent out a TTM request for him, and I was embarrassed by it. So I do this as a service to my fellow collectors, that in honor of people that have passed away, so that they don't make the same mistake that I did. So here's our Vern Rapp in memoriam. The people that passed away in the last couple weeks. We lost Al Jackson, who was a pitcher for the New York Mets on the original 1962 Mets team. He was a coach for the Boston Red Sox for a while as a pitching coach. He is featured in 1963 to 1970 Topps cards. He played for other couple of teams, but he passed away. Cedric Benson, who was a running back for the Cincinnati Bengals, passed away in a motorcycle accident. He was, I think, the fourth pick in the draft when he came out, and had a couple years with the Bengals. Also, we lost Peter Fonda from the actor, who was famous for Easy Rider. And, of course, he was Jane Fonda's brother and Henry Fonda's son. He passed away from lung cancer at the age of 79. We lost Barbara Marsh, who was Lursa Kurris on Next Generation, Star Trek Next Generation. She was 65 years old. And we lost Dave Parks, who was played wide receiver for the 49ers and was a tight end for the Saints. And he was the first draft pick in the 1964 draft. He was 77 years old. He finished out his career with the Houston Oilers. He played his college ball at Texas Tech. So those are the people that had passed away in the last couple weeks. We are condolences to their family and friends, and they will be missed. In our final segment for the day, we have an interview with Mr. Tim Virgilio from Signatures for Soldiers. Tim takes all the proceeds that he gets from TTMs that he sends out and in-person signatures and donates them to the MMIA, which is a charity that helps disabled soldiers and families of disabled soldiers. So please listen to this interview and hopefully enjoy it.
Joining us on the TTMcast hotline is a very special guest today, Mr. Tim Virgilio from the great state of Florida. Tim has done something that a lot of us would thought about doing, but he's actually been able to encompass his passion for collecting with the ability to help others. And Tim is founded Signatures for Soldiers, and it's a very worthwhile cause. And I thought it'd be great to talk to you guys and introduce you to Tim and his cause. So welcome to the program, Tim.
And thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you having me on. It's great to join you.
Your cause is new to me. I found about it from Troy Rutter. He bumped into you at the National Convention in Chicago. And when I learned more about it, I said, oh, I really have to talk to Tim because what you're doing is outstanding.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a pleasure to meet Troy. We had a great time in Chicago at the National. It was the second time that we've been at the National to set up and kind of promote what we're doing and all of that. So it was another long, great, exhausting week.
And I saw that you drove there, which is very ambitious.
Yeah. Yeah. Thankfully, my wife agreed to that. So my wife and our two dogs packed up a van and drove 18 hours one way to get to Chicago, set up, did the show, and then packed up and drove 18 hours back. So it was quite a long week for us.
But fun.
Yes, absolutely. A lot of fun. Well, always is.
Well, Tim, why don't you give our listeners kind of an introduction to what you guys do. It's Signatures to Soldiers is the name of your cause or charity, if you will.
Right.
Why don't you give everyone an overview of what you guys do?
Sure. So Signatures for Soldiers is kind of my elevator speech, is my personal effort to raise money for a charity called Military Missions in Action. They go by MMIA for short. They provide home repairs and home remodels for disabled military veterans, as well as supporting disabled children of active duty military, because their insurance doesn't pay for things such as wheelchair ramps and home modifications for disabled children. MMIA also supports homeless veterans through stand downs by offering hygiene items and new clothing items. And then there's a program that helps homeless veterans get into affordable housing. But the only problem with that is when they get into the affordable housing, all they have are the clothes on their back and the bags that they're carrying. So what MMIA does is they show up and they will literally furnish the whole place for the veteran, literally down to flatware, silverware, give them gift cards so they can put food in the refrigerator, things like that. And then the other thing that MMIA does is they provide about 9,000 care packages overseas to deployed military. Let them know that, you know, there's folks back here in the States that are thinking about them and care about them. So those are all the programs that they do. Their administrative costs are 3%. So for every dollar they take in, 97 cents goes to one of those programs. National average for a nonprofit is about 20% administrative costs. So they're pretty fiscally responsible. So that's the charity that Signatures for Soldiers supports. And essentially, in November of 2014, like a lot of people kind of our age had a lot of kind of junk wax sitting around, decided that I was going to start to contact players, asking them to sign a couple cards for me with the goal to sell the cards, the autographed cards, and 100% of the money going directly to MMIA. So it was just kind of my way to start to raise some funds for them. So I started that in November of 2014, and original goal was to raise $500. And I'm now coming up on 5 years of doing this. And after the money that we raised at the National and some sales that I've done since then, we're now approaching $60,000 raised. And again, every penny goes to MMIA.
Well, it should be applauded for your efforts. I'm going to ask the question, which came first, chicken or the egg? Were you a collector first, or were you involved with the MMIA first and then thought this was a good way to raise money?
No. I've been collecting, God, since I can remember. somebody asked me this the other day. They're like, so when did you first start collecting? And I really had to think about it. And gosh, I must have been, I don't know, 5-6 years old, and a friend of my father's owned like a convenience store, and every time he and his wife would come over for dinner with my parents and that type of thing, he'd always bring over, you know, a pack of cards or a, you know, rack pack or something like that. So I can remember, you know, very first cards that I collected were like 1978, 1979 tops, 1980 tops, you know, that those years right in through there. So,
yep.
So I grew up, you know, just collecting cards like that. And then, I don't know, I was probably, I don't know, 12, 13 years old. And my father and I started talking, and, you know, he grew up in the Bronx with the great Yankee dynasties. And, you know, he started telling me stories about how he used to, cut photos out of magazines and send them to the players and then get them back signed. And I said, wow, that's really cool. So I started doing the through the mail autographs, and just have been kind of collecting, you know, collecting primarily autographs since then. So, you know, 30 plus years doing it. So it's really, you know, like a lot of the listeners, you know, it's just a hobby, something that I really enjoy. Gives me a little break from reality. So
it's just something to look forward to on mail day.
Exactly. You know, my wife, I always say to my wife, did you get the mail? She's like, why are you so obsessed with the mail? Because there might be something in there for me, you know. She's like, well, there's just bills, not for me, you know. So then my wife and I got involved with Military Missions in Action back in 2007. Yeah, 2007 when they first started up. So we've literally been involved with that charity from the very beginning. So, you know, and basically it was just kind of a no-brainer just to kind of use something that I enjoy doing to raise money for a charity that I really believe in. So that's kind of how it came about.
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice when you can couple a passion or a love with another cause and really marry it to something that does good for a lot of people. And that's kind of what turned me on to your efforts, because, you know, it's self-evident that you love collecting and then you're dedicated to the charity. And it's a nice marriage of two things.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, it's a good way for me to kind of get my hands on a lot of different things without it becoming all consuming. And, you know, I'm just collecting stuff, you know, and it taking up more room than it needs to. So, you know, so it's been a lot of fun, you know, and I've met some tremendously fantastic people by doing this over the last 5 years. It's just been a lot of fun. You know,
I can see you're having a good time with it. We're talking with Tim Viriglio. Tim is founder of Signatures for Soldiers, and what Tim does is he sends out PTM requests to players and coaches and ex-players and ex-coaches and requests autographs, and he sells those cards on eBay, and I've seen him on Instagram, and it's all places where you can go and purchase the cards, and 100% of the proceeds from all his sales go to the MMIA, which helps disabled veterans. So, Tim, you know, tell people how they can reach out to you.
Sure. I'm on kind of three main social media platforms that I'm on, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook, just search for Signatures for Soldiers, and it'll Facebook page will come up. And then on Twitter, it's at SIGS, S-I-G-S, the number 4, Soldiers. And then on Instagram, just search for Signatures for Soldiers, and it'll come up as well. So those are kind of the three social media platforms that I'm on. Post a lot of stuff that's available through there. I try to avoid eBay and other sites like that just because I want to kind of keep down costs and don't want to pay the fees and things like that.
Sure.
So a lot of it's done that way. Other ways you can reach me is via email. It's the email address is signatures4soldiers, all spelled out, at yahoo.com. That's another great way to get a hold of me. Since I've gotten back from the National, I'm kind of updating my available lists of items for sale. I use a Google Docs Excel spreadsheet, so this way I can just share the link with folks, and they can kind of sort it and search it however they want to, whether it's by player, by teams, by year and make of cards, if they're putting together sets, that type of thing. So just try to do different things like that. So I'm still working on updating that list. It's going to take me a little bit. So
now I tried the website. Did you lose that website link or?
Yeah, I did. I had a website up there for a little bit and then let the subscription lapse, and obviously somebody jumped on it. So I'm in the process of putting together a new website, and once that's up and running, I'll shoot that out on social media to let folks know where to find it and all of that. Unfortunately, you know, it's just me doing all of the behind the scenes work in terms of organizing, selling, sending out, you know, the social media aspect, that type of thing. So, you know, just ran out of time and couldn't update the website like I wanted to. But, you know, as this has grown, more and more people have asked how they can help, and I've been having some discussions with folks on helping me with website development and other things like that. And I have a handful of collectors that help reach out to different players and get autographs from them and then send them to me to then go ahead and put in the inventory and sell and raise money for MMIA. So it's really become a team effort by quite a number of people at this point.
Well, it's nice to see that the TTM community and the collecting community has kind of rallied around to help you. I know, you know, in addition to cards, either signed or unsigned, you're also looking for supplies and basically anything, envelopes, stamps, whatever people can do to help you. So,
yeah, probably the biggest things that are of need right now would be blue Sharpies. Stamps are always welcome. Those are probably kind of the two biggest things that I need right now. I've had a lot of collectors that have sent me a lot of envelopes, so I'm pretty good with that right now. I've got quite a stash. So right now I'm pretty good. But and collectors have donated signed cards and other signed items that they've gotten and want to help the cause. And then I always accept unsigned cards because I just never know who the next player is going to be that's going to sign stuff for me. So it's always nice to kind of have a ready inventory like that. So those are some of the things that I accept as far as donations.
Now, how many requests are you sending out on a weekly basis? Is it a lot? Or?
Yeah, it varies. You know, some weeks, just like any other collector, it just depends on my personal life and my work life, how much free time I have. But I'd say on average, I'm sending out, you know, 10 to 15 a week on average. But it's, like I said, some weeks are busier than others. You know, a lot of players have jumped on board with what I'm doing. I have a list of over 400 athletes that are willing to sign stuff for me. So, you know, I'm still kind of playing catch up with that list. Yeah. So, you know, getting stuff together, sending it to them, waiting for it to come back, inventorying it, getting it out there, that type of thing. So.
So what do you usually get? Are you getting 5 to 10 returns a day, do you think, or is that higher?
Mostly probably in somewhere around 5 to 6 a day. And then, you know, and again, it just really depends on how many I send out. And then, you know, that's not counting the stuff that I get from collectors. So, you know, I came home the other day and there were two boxes sitting on my doorstep from collectors.
Great. That's awesome. You know.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Tim Viriglio. Tim is founder, president, CEO, bottle washer, and janitor for Signature for Soldiers. He does it all. Tim's cause and passion is helping soldiers, disabled soldiers through MMIA, which is, forgive me, Tim, what was that?
Military Missions in Action.
Military Missions in Action, which helps disabled veterans and children of disabled veterans that may be disabled, which is an outstanding cause. He also works on that group also sends out over 9,000 care packages to veterans stationed overseas, and it's, you know, he does yeoman's work. He was at the National last couple of years. I know he's enlisting any and all collectors to help him, so I invite you to, you know, if you send out a couple, 3 or 4 cards to get signed, you know, throw in an extra couple cards and send them to Tim. Tim, why don't you give everyone, you know, your contact information again in case they want to help.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, on 3 different social media platforms, you can search for Signatures for Soldiers on Instagram and Facebook. I'm on there. And then also on Twitter, and the Twitter handle is @SIGS4Soldiers. Pretty active on all 3 platforms. Try to put out information not just about what's available, but also just kind of current things that are going on, updating folks on kind of where some of the money is going, that how MMIA is using the money, as far as posting pictures about, you know, projects that they complete and things like that, so people can kind of physically see, you know, where the money is going and what the money is doing. And then my email address is signatures4soldiers, all spelled out, at yahoo.com. Those are easiest ways to get a hold of me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you. I apologize for that.
That's okay. It's all right.
I get all excited sometimes, and I get my next question raring to go, so I apologize. I tend to do that. I'm sorry about that. My question to you is there any athletes you want to give out a shout-out to who has been really helpful or receptive to your requests?
Oh, man. Quite a number. do we have that much time?
Sure. Does good, we always like to commend.
Yeah. So I grew up in Connecticut. I grew up a Mets fan and grew up with the, you know, 86 World Series team and the teams shortly thereafter. And, you know, one of the big prospects at the time was Greg Jeffries. So I've been a huge Greg Jeffries fan and, you know, contacted him several years ago about what I was doing. And he's been very much on board with signing whatever I need, whenever I need it type thing. And then last year he was one of the autograph guests at the National in Cleveland. So I had the opportunity to meet him in person. And that was really, as a fan, a really cool experience for me. As soon as he kind of saw me, saw the logo, he just, you know, got up, gave me this big bro hug, like we've known each other for decades. And, you know, basically anybody that would listen is, you know, I work with these guys and, you know, they do great work. And, you know, just anybody that would listen to him and just, you know, just really great guy. And trying to think who else. Adam Jones, who's now with the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Sure.
You know, I'm now living 15 minutes from Tropicana Field where the Rays play, and it's a Friday night. Orioles are in town to start a series, and game's on, and I'm watching the game. I'm messing around on Twitter, and all of a sudden I get a message from Adam Jones asking me how he can help support what I'm doing. And I'm like, wait a minute, shouldn't you be playing? And he's like, yeah, I'm not in the lineup. I'm in the clubhouse. Just thought I'd reach out to you. So, you know, he donated a bat, signed bat of his to help raise the, raise money for the cause. So he's been a great supporter. Jack McDowell.
I know. I saw you met him at the National.
Yep. So that was another cool experience. He, before the National, he and I went back and forth because he's now a head coach for a baseball team, college baseball team in Charlotte, North Carolina. And so he and I went back and forth and told him I would trade the Signatures for Soldiers hat for one of his team hats. So we made that trade in Chicago last week. So that was fun.
Nice.
Really, really great guy. Trying to think who else. God, Jim Leyritz. God, there's so many.
See, not all Yankees are bad.
Not all Yankees. No. So,
I'm a Red Sox fan, so I have to say that.
Yeah. No, there's just been a lot of guys that have just been really, really great with just supporting it. My experience has been, you know, majority of the guys that I reach out to, once I explain to them what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, I very rarely get a no. Every now and again, somebody will tell me that they're not interested, whether they have their own charity thing going on or just for whatever reason. So I just, you know, thank them for their time and move on. And but, you know, I would say probably 98% of the guys that I've reached out to have been really supportive of what I've been doing. And,
what's so nice is that on their end, you know, to sign a card or sign a bunch of cards is not a huge, I don't know what the word is, you know, it doesn't invade their time or space. It's like, okay, and they're doing great, and it's a nice thing for you, for both of you guys.
It really is, and it's amazing, as you know, as I get to talking with some of these guys to find out, you know, their military connection. You know, John Gibbons, who played for the Mets and then, you know, longtime Blue Jays manager, talking with him, find out that his dad served 30 years in the Air Force. And, you know, so there's his connection. So he's really supportive of what I'm doing. Dusty Baker found out what I was doing, sent me a whole box full of a whole bunch of stuff, you know, cards, cleats, hats, jerseys, things like that. And, you know, find out that when he was playing with the Braves in the 70s, he was in the Marine Corps Reserve, and during the off season did his duty time. So, you know, there's his connection. So this, you know, just story after story like that has just been really cool to kind of find out. And you know, these are guys that are at the absolute pinnacle of their profession, you know, and to find out that they're even better human beings than they are athletes has been a really cool thing for me to find out.
Yeah, it's really nice when that happens.
Yeah.
I'm going to use this as a term of respect, but you know, you've gone big time in terms of, you have banners now for your trade show, and you have tablecloths and t-shirts, and you're really, you know, a nice logo. I'm sure it's come a long way from when you started. What are the plans for the future? You know, what would you like to see?
My focus has been primarily baseball because that's just my sport. That's what I have a lot of. You know, as I've done more and more shows, I've realized how much hockey has become really big with collectors. So, you know, kind of short-term goals is really to build that out and get a good inventory of hockey items. You know, I've had some players that have been really supportive of it. TJ Oshie, who plays for the Capitals, found out what I was doing, sent me one of his sticks that he signed along with a couple pucks. And I think I had those things less than 24 hours before they were sold. So I think kind of short-term goal is to do that. Ultimately, I mean, the goal has always remained the same. It's just to raise as much money as we can for military missions in action. And we're literally doing it $1-$2 at a time.
That's what I was going to say. You're doing this at, you know, $5 at a pop. Just for the listeners, that most of Tim's cards and stuff that he's selling are like $5. So
Actually, most of them are like under $10. I do two things. One is I kind of look at what fair market value is for something, and then two, try to price it so that it's selling, you know, it goes into the hands of a collector. Military Missions in Action is getting the money and doing continuing to do the great work that they do. You talked about me going big time. It's, you know, a little embarrassing to hear that.
No, I was joking.
I know you were, but this has never been about me. It's always been about, you know, about the veterans and about the charity. I just try to really stay humble about it all. It's, you know, my wife and I have had some great experiences and met some fantastic people. And, you know, people ask me what I collect now, and I think I kind of collect people. I collect people and relationships, you know, because it's just been really great. You know, it's some of the stories that I could tell are just really, really awesome. You know, like last year in Cleveland was the first time that we set up at the National, and Go GTS Live was there, and they're really kind of promoting what we were doing, and a lady came up with what I believe was her grandson, and you know, he couldn't have been more than about 7 years old, and reaches in his pocket and pulls out $1, and he says, "Here, I want you to have this because I want to help the veterans." I
mean,
talk about something that was just really moving. I mean, you know, a 7-year-old pulls out a dollar from his own pocket and says, I want to help. And, you know, it's just really, really been great to see. My wife and I talk a lot about how we firmly believe people want to help, whatever it is they want to help with. They just don't know how.
Yeah.
And over the last couple of years, you know, I've realized that Signatures for Soldiers has become that how for a lot of collectors. You know, and I think the two things that I realized, especially in Chicago last week, was there are a ton of veterans who collect, and there are more and more females, women, and girls who collect. And it's really cool to see, you know, just kind of have those conversations and find out what they collect. And then, you know, seeing them show after show and helping them build their collections, it's been really great and really cool to see.
Now, do you have any more shows coming up on the schedule in the next couple months?
No, nothing at this point. You know, because again, this is my charity work. I don't make any money off of it, so I do have to work full time. right now, no shows coming up. Obviously, we've been invited back to the National in Atlantic City next year, so that's kind of what we're looking at, you know, kind of a year out. Outside of that, right now, no real plans on any other future shows. You know, that could change today, tomorrow, next week, next month. But right now, you know, nothing going on. You know, I'll just continue to be active on social media and continuing to kind of push out the stories and push out items that are for sale and, you know, sharing with folks on kind of how they can help and things like that. One of the things I do on social media is if I find out a player is going to sign for me and I don't have cards for him, I'll kind of push out there and say, hey, anybody have any cards of this player? You know, so you know, that's also a great way to kind of try to help out if you can, you know, because if you're anything like me, you've got numerous 5,000 count boxes full of cards. So.
Yeah. Well, folks, we're talking with Tim Viriglio. Tim is founder and president of Signatures for Soldiers, and Tim gets autographs from players, mostly sports stuff. Tim, right? No, you're not doing any celebrities yet, or?
You know, that was another thing that came up at the National this year. You know, more and more people are kind of looking for kind of the non-sports stuff. So I have a friend who is really big into movies and things like that. So I think he's going to start to help me compile autographs from actors and other avenues like that. So, yeah, you know, at this point I tell people if it's going to raise a dollar for military missions in action, I'll take it.
Great. So Tim again is raising money for disabled veterans and help out veterans, the children of veterans, disabled children of veterans. He collects autographs and through TTM and in person and sells them various locations. If you have any junk error cards that you're looking to do good with that is taking up too much room in your house, send them to Tim. If you have duplicates of autographs that you're sending out, when you send out a couple extra cards, have them signed and send them to Tim. If you have any extra envelopes, stamps, Sharpies, top loaders, anything like that, and you want to help out, send them to Tim. So, Tim, why don't you just let everyone know once again how they can reach out and help you? And you know, I know you're taking up your lunch time, so I don't want to keep you too much longer.
No, that's okay. So social media platforms, you can search Signatures for Soldiers all spelled out at on Facebook and on Instagram, and then also on Twitter. The Twitter handle is at SIGS, SIGS, number 4, Soldiers. Those are kind of three easiest ways to reach out to me and get involved. Also, via email is signatures4soldiers, all spelled out, at yahoo.com. Working on a website, so hopefully that'll be up and coming soon. And, you know, those are the easiest ways to get a hold of me, you know, kind of start discussing, you know, ways to get involved, things you can donate, and we can go from there.
All right, great. Well, on a personal note, I saw you have the 1978 Ralph Garr that you got at the National.
Yes, sir.
I didn't get to make the National this year, so I'd like to pick up one of those from you. So how do I go about making a deal, so to speak?
Fair enough. So folks that want to pay via PayPal, the PayPal goes directly to Military Missions in Action. Their PayPal account is MD as in David, ORMAN at militarymissionsinaction.org. If you want to send a check or a money order, you make it out to Military Missions in Action. I can give you my mailing address, send it to me. I make sure that they get the check and the money order. And then the only thing I need from your end is just your mailing address. And then I'll get it in the mail for you.
All right, great. Well, I'll make arrangements. I'm going to go. I know you posted a bunch of stuff, so I'm going to try to do more than just $5. But,
but hey, you know what? Every dollar counts. You know, I didn't get to nearly $60,000 by selling, you know, 60$1,000 items. It's literally been $2 here, $3 there, $5 here type thing. So, you know, every dollar counts, and adds up really quickly.
It does. And to the listeners, I suggest you seek out Tim on Instagram or Facebook. He's got all sorts of good stuff. He's not looking to break the bank on this stuff. It's all very reasonably priced. He has great photos. He has cards. I saw an autographed picture of Aaron Nola. He sold out. He's got all sorts of autograph stuff. So
yeah, I get all types of things: balls, jerseys, hats, photos, cleats, hats, gloves. I mean, you name it, I'd probably get it. So if you don't
see it, ask. He probably has it or can get it for you.
Yeah, just don't ask me for some insanely hard to get autograph, because I don't have that.
Right. Derek Jeter might not be signing, but.
Well, you know, perhaps one day, but not presently.
Yeah, I'm not bad-mouthing Derek Jeter. I'm just, he was the first name that came to my head that was a superstar.
Don't ask me for Willie Mays or Mickey Mantle or Ted Williams or something like that. Yeah, right now I don't have any of that.
All right. Well, Tim, thank you. It was a pleasure talking with you and learning about both your passions, and I wish you continued success. I hope there's more that I can do to help you and your cause. I will try to mention the cause as much as I can on my future podcast to recommend people sending stuff to you, and hopefully we can speak again.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, Jeff. And just getting the word out is a tremendous help. This whole project has literally kind of been word of mouth, collectors sharing with other collectors. And it's really been a fantastic community effort. And, I'm just so grateful to you and to folks like you that support what I'm doing. So thank you.
Well, that wraps up another edition of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I've been your host for the program. I'd like to thank Mr. Tim Virgilio for joining us today, and I recommend you go check out his site and help him out wherever you can. And our next episode, our next podcast will be posted on Sunday, September 8th, so watch out for that. And as always, wishing you many happy returns.